you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Christy Lemire, and Leo Lowenstein. First up this week, Harrison Ford is back in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, the fifth in the series of movies. Leo.
This is an affectionate and appropriate final installment in the great Indiana Jones franchise. Very well done with good use of technology for de-aging Indy. Fine performance by Harrison Ford. I really also enjoyed Phoebe Waller-Bridge as his wisecracking sidekick. There's some good action scenes. Pretty much very entertaining overall.
Christy, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it too. It's really well made. James Mangold takes over from Steven Spielberg, and he knows how to make a solid, old-fashioned, entertaining film, although it has some Spielbergian flourishes to it. Good to see Harrison Ford back in the role again. Gets a little silly toward the end, but it's a good summer escape.
And Harrison Ford's career seems to be as big now as it's ever been at age 80. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, rated PG-13 in wide release. The music documentary Wham! Tells the story of George Michael and Andrew Ridgely. It's on Netflix. Christy.
I loved Wham! When I was 13. I still love Wham! Today. I love George Michael. This is a great look at what that partnership was like with Andrew Ridgely. It's easy to look at Wham! And say, oh, it's George Michael and the other guy. But this is really enlightening as far as Andrew Ridgely's role in it. A lot of behind the scenes, never before seen footage and archival stuff and interviews. And just great to appreciate all that fun music all over again.
Wham! Is directed by Chris Smith-Lale.
Wham! In their own words, with their personal recollections of growing up together, forming their band, and how they broke into the music industry at a time when, you know, this was all really new. The dawn of sort of MTV and all that. They were only around 4 years, but what an impact they made. And this is a pretty good look at what their legacy and partnership was all about.
A lot of footage from the personal collections of Michael and Ridgely, particularly Ridgely's mother. Wham! Is rated TVMA. It starts streaming on Netflix Wednesday, July 5th. And the animated adventure Nimona is directed by Nick Bruno and Troy Quayne. Charles.
A very interesting yet frustrating film. There is excellent design, good animation, the best gay character in an American animated feature, but then it talks you to death.
As so often is the case with animated films that you end up reviewing for us, Charles. Nimona, starring the voice of Chloe Grace Moretz and Riz Ahmed, the film's rated PG, and it's streaming on Netflix. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts or at LAist.com. Have a great weekend.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.